An Ironman triathlon covers 140.6 miles, a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike, and a 26.2 mile run. Most events enforce strict cutoffs. The swim must be finished within 2 hours 20 minutes, the bike must be completed within 10 hours 30 minutes from the start, and the full race must be finished within 16 to 17 hours. The half Ironman, or 70.3, is a 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike, and a 13.1 mile run, and it is often used as a stepping stone. The central point is that an Ironman does not require superhuman fitness or an overly complex plan. It can be achieved through a structured, 20-week training program built on consistency, smart progression, and recovery. The plan emphasizes quality over quantity, with roughly 3 sessions per week in each discipline, a rest day on Monday, and a reduced volume recovery week every 4th week. The 20-week plan is divided into 4 phases. Phase 1, base training, spans weeks 1 through 5 and focuses on Zone 2 aerobic development, technique, and consistency. The goal is not speed but efficiency. Training builds aerobic capacity, improves capillary and mitochondrial density, and increases stroke volume. Volume should increase gradually, about 10% every 2 to 3 weeks. A typical week includes easy runs, technique swims, endurance rides, and a long run, with gradual increases in distance. Phase 2, weeks 6 through 10, adds strength and volume. Training becomes more intense with hill repeats, intervals, longer rides, and more challenging runs. Long bike rides may reach up to 100 miles by week 10. This phase also introduces brick workouts, where an athlete runs immediately after cycling to simulate the race transition and prepare for jelly legs. Bricks can be cycle emphasis, run emphasis, or race simulation based. Weekly training time should be balanced according to weakness, with cycling often receiving about 50% of total time because it is the longest part of the race. Phase 3, weeks 11 through 16, is peak training and race simulation. The focus shifts to expressing the fitness already built rather than creating new fitness. Workouts become race-specific. Race-based intervals, lactate threshold efforts, longer bricks, and simulation sessions. A half Ironman about 6 weeks before the full race can serve as a test. Long rides should include at least one full 180-kilometer effort, while long runs are usually limited to 28 to 30 kilometers to reduce injury risk. Transitions are practiced extensively, including gear layout, mental rehearsal, and course walkthroughs. The rule is simple: never try anything new on race day. Phase 4, weeks 17 through 20, is the taper. Training volume drops by about 20 to 25%, while frequency and some intensity are maintained. Swims are shortened by 40 to 60%, bike volume is reduced first, and run volume is reduced more conservatively. The final long run should be 8 to 9 days before the race, and the final long bike should be 7 to 10 days before. The taper is also a mental phase. Athletes often feel restless or heavy, but fitness is consolidating. Final week priorities include sleep, hydration, gear checks, nutrition, and race visualization. Weekly training time depends on experience. Beginners may train 6 to 8 hours per week and build to 10 to 12 hours at peak. Intermediate athletes may train 8 to 10 hours and build to 12 to 14 hours. Advanced athletes may train 10 to 12 hours and peak at 15 to 18 hours. A typical week includes 2 to 3 swims, 3 to 4 bike rides, and 3 to 4 runs. Equipment matters, but familiarity matters more. Swimmers should choose a wetsuit appropriate for race day water temperature and carry both clear and tinted goggles. Pool training can use pull buoys, kickboards, silicone caps, and anti-fog spray. For cycling, a proper bike fit is more important than expensive components. Essential gear includes a helmet, padded shorts, cycling shoes, and aero bars if using a road bike. Runners should get properly fitted shoes, with cushioning often prioritized for long distances. All race gear should be used repeatedly in training. Nutrition is described as the fourth discipline. During long training sessions, athletes should aim for 60 to 90 grams of carbohydrate per hour when training for more than 3 hours, along with 0.5 to 0.7 grams of sodium per liter of fluid. Hydration should be monitored by urine color, body weight before and after training, and fluid replacement of 20 to 24 ounces per pound lost. On race day, carbohydrate loading should begin 2 days before, at 10 to 12 grams per kilogram of body weight per day. Race morning should include 100 to 200 grams of carbohydrates 3 to 4 hours before the start. During the race, fueling should target 60 to 90 grams of carbohydrate per hour on the bike and 40 to 50 grams per hour on the run. Fluid intake may be 26 to 30 ounces per hour on the bike and 20 to 24 ounces per hour on the run, with sodium needs ranging from 800 to 4,000 milligrams per hour, depending on sweat rate. The critical takeaways are that Ironman success comes from methodical preparation, not heroics. A progressive four-phase plan, consistent weekly training, recovery weeks, brick workouts, transition practice, and a tested nutrition strategy are more important than extreme volume or last-minute changes. 20 weeks can be enough for experienced triathletes, but complete beginners may need more time or should start with shorter distances. The plan is best for athletes with some triathlon experience, busy professionals seeking efficient training, and returning triathletes. The final message is that the 140.6-mile distance is demanding, but manageable when approached with structure, patience, and trust in the process.